Hello, welcome to Fireside Chats. My name is Magla Pillay, and today we will be looking at the subject of spiritual discipline. In this series, we look at a number of subjects revolving around spirituality. We look at how it impacts on your consciousness, what its effect is on your life as a person within a family, a professional, and a personal context. We ask that you look at your relationship with God and ask yourself whether you are happy with your connection with God, or would you like to make it deeper and more meaningful? Our speaker for today is Sister Denise, who is a seasoned and experienced practitioner of Raj Yoga meditation. Sister Denise, a very warm welcome to today's show.
Thank you.
Spiritual discipline, what does it mean to you?
There are different levels of discipline. Probably the most obvious, the most basic are the disciplines to do with lifestyle. When a person wants to develop themselves in terms of meditation and spiritual practice, they need internal disciplines, external disciplines, many different varieties of things, because Raj Yoga is actually quite an advanced art and science. So, the first thing you need to do is to be able to discipline your mind, and your mind is very, very subtle. So, in order to do that, we look first of all at the physical level. So we have disciplines of timings. What time you wake up in the morning and you meditate from this time to this time, and then this time, this time, this time, this time, this time. There are great advantages in sort of dividing up your day into little sections of time, so that you have, in a sense, deadlines for getting different things done. And if you can discipline your life in this way, then you can actually get a lot more done because you learn how to not waste time. So that's very valuable. Then there are other disciplines which have to do with what you consume, what you eat, what you drink. And so there are disciplines to do with food. So your food should be pure, sattvic, it should be prepared in a pure way, in a spiritual consciousness. So everything to do with cleanliness around cooking and eating. Because what you want to do is to learn to do basic actions, basic daily actions in the remembrance of God and following disciplines of purity. So everything around that. Then what you want to be is non-violent. And so disciplines to do with controlling your passions. And so purity, not getting angry, not causing harm, not using, abusing, verbal abuse, physical abuse, any kind of abuse is not suitable for somebody who wants to be a meditator, who wants to develop themselves spiritually. So there are disciplines around that. We also practice, those of us who take this very seriously, we also practice celibacy because you want to really cause yourself to be dispassionate. And you also want to be, an independent person. You don't want to be in such an emotional involvement that there can be a conflict between loyalties, things like this. I think that also there are disciplines in terms of, how you conduct yourself financially, non-stealing, not to acquire money in a manner that involves harming someone, not acquiring money through buying and selling of products that are addictive or harmful to someone. You want yourself to be leading a life which is non-addictive, so you have disciplines, non-alcohol, non-recreational drugs, non-tobacco, these kinds of disciplines, because what you want is to have a clean, regular life on the outside, and then gradually it goes further and further and deeper within, so that your mind, your heart, your intellect, everything is very pure, very clean, very aligned, and sattvic. We use this term sattvic, which is really to do with being as pure as you possibly can be. And if you adopt these disciplines of cleanliness and purity, this is going to help you enormously to be able to be close to God, to bring God into your heart, bring God into your life, and also offer yourself to God to say, okay, God, I'm as like you as I can be, so that I can be an instrument, I can be of use, I can serve in a very, you know, spiritual or divine way. And what I want to do is make my life as God-like as possible, virtue-based. I want to have a very clear intellect, you know, and in order for the intellect to be able to capture the subtleties of spiritual wisdom, you know, you have to have all of these things in place. It makes a huge difference. So this is really what it's about.
So Denise, having listened to what you just said, it sounds like an incredibly strict, structured life. And hearing all of this, one can't help but wonder, why? Is there time for fun? Is there time to do the things that people enjoy doing, like watching a movie? Is there time to spend with your family? This sounds highly structured and very restrictive.
I think that you have to do it in such a way that you make it as natural as possible. Of course, you will experience resistance, but it's very important not to force yourself. Because if you force yourself to do any of this, then that becomes a kind of violence. So it's more like, okay, you have all these things as an aim, and then you gently move yourself towards them. And of course, each person is different. Some people will do some of the disciplines, some people will do all of them. Some people will do all of them some of the time, some of them all of the time. There's going to be a lot of individual differences. But if you know clearly have it set out in front of you that all of these things are disciplines which are going to help you, then you just move yourself forward in a way that is working for you. Because, of course, each one's spiritual journey is individual, and each one will do to the best of their ability and according to what they decide, yeah, this is what I want to do. And if you want to do something which is of a very elevated nature, you will be different from other people, and that's a choice, or you recognize yourself being different. I think that denying yourself and going against what you want to do is not what spirituality is about. So self-denial is often associated with spiritual practice, but it's really a form of violence. So you need to know about the different disciplines and then see, you know, do I want to do this? Can I do this? Sometimes you will need help and support and encouragement, and that's good, but never try to do something that you really don't want to do, because it's pointless. And never try to force yourself to do something which is hard for you to do, because that's a kind of violence. So it's really moving forward, guiding yourself, getting yourself more and more refined, because as you do become more refined, and through your meditation practice, it lines you up with these disciplines anyway.
Now, Sister Denise, tell us, what is the end product? All of this incredible structure that you set up has spiritual attraction to it and must have an extremely high purpose, because one wouldn't be leading this life. There are some who are looking at such a life from the outside will think that it's a life of deprivation, not necessarily financial deprivation, but deprivation of normality and fun. But I'm looking at it from an outsider's perspective, because we live in the real world, we work, we engage with our families, we have a social life, and so I'd like you to tell us how all of this fits in with a normal life.
Well, I suppose that a normal life is a life where you make a lot of mistakes, you're in the human condition, you have happiness and sorrow, you have success and failure, and all of the things, whatever anybody normally does. What a Raj Yogi does is not normal, it is exceptional. And of course, there's a lot of different grades of it. Anybody in the world can meditate a bit. Anyone in the world can learn a little bit of spirituality. And really, what I think happens is a person has exposure to it. And as you start to meditate, as you start to study, you see actually how far you want to take it. And as with any discipline, any art, it can be taken all the way to absolute virtuoso and excellence, or you can, you know, stop along the way. How many people learn to play the piano as children? Quite a lot. But how many become concert pianists? Very few. Anytime you learn something, a musical instrument or anything, it's always that you'll take it to a certain level, and when you want to stop, you stop. There's going to be very few who go all the way to the top, but I think that everyone should have a right, or does have a right, and should have the opportunity to develop themselves spiritually to the extent that they want, you know. And some people will say, yeah, you know, I think I like to be vegetarian. I think it's good not to, get addicted to different substances. I'll take it that far, you know, and I'll meditate a little bit, time to time. I'll study a little bit. Great. Nothing wrong with that. I think it's all about having the opportunity to take it as far as you want.
Now, Sister Denise, the calling. Tell us about the calling. What do you mean when you say someone lives this life as a result of being called? Called by whom?
I suppose you could say there's a call from God, which is quite well known. Many people talk about they were called to the spiritual life. Another calling is, I suppose, your destiny. If it's in you, you'll do it. If it's not in you, you won't.
Now, obviously, God is part and parcel of this picture. Does he, is he the one who sets out this lifestyle that you just described? And why this particular life?
I think that a very important aspect of God is the teacher. And the teacher of the practice of Raj Yoga. It is kind of known in the scriptures of India that God is the teacher of yoga. And that doesn't refer to physical exercises. It's all to do with the mental exercise of keeping oneself in remembrance of God. And so God will be very clear that if you want to be in connection with me, then these and these are things that are in the way of it. So recommend you don't do that. These and these and these things will help you. So recommend that you do that. And then I think there's another aspect, which is that there is a community of Brahma Kumars and Kumaris who have been following these practices now for nearly 80 years. And so the community has developed different lifestyle attributes, which has been found to help. And so anything that's going to help you, do it. Anything that's going to get in the way, avoid it. And then you will have a path of the least resistance, something like that.
Mm. So Denise, you explained to us the sacrifice that one makes in terms of the lifestyle. Tell us about the reward. What would you get out of it? What's on the other side?
What you get is a fulfillment. What you get is access to the mind of God. You get access to all that wisdom. You get access to the virtues, the powers, and you can actually make yourself into a very extraordinary human being. And there is intense happiness in these achievements. So I think really the aim of most people's lives is they want to be happy. And when you do this in the way that it can be done, in the very best way, it has the possibility of giving you intense happiness that is extremely durable. And that is really why you do it.
Hmm. The word discipline is enough to send people running the hills, because if you look at what we have become in today's day and age, discipline is something that one does is, you know, as quickly, as painlessly as possible to get through the degree, to, you know, to learn the art of sprinting and get the race over with as quickly as possible. It's a means to an end, but there's nothing attractive about it at all. Okay? Because it's hard. It's hard. It's an uphill climb. And yet there is a fairly large number of people practicing the lifestyle that you just enunciated. What do you know about spiritual discipline that's not obvious to the viewer?
Some people associate discipline with punishment, but actually, if you start to have order in your life, discipline in your life, it really enables you to be and to do what you really want to do with the least amount of difficulty. And so it's about doing something regularly so that you can increase your capacity. And I think that if that's what you want, you know, this is what you have to do in order to get it. Most people, they want to get things and they pay for it. So I pay you this money, you give me this thing. And we are used to physical objects, you know. But if you want to be skilled at something, I mean, you can have a teacher who will teach you, but if you don't practice, you will never acquire the skill. So this is really all about what do you have to do in order to get the prize. And the prize is the skill, the flexibility, the ability, the powers, the virtues. It's really about making yourself the very best me that I can be. So it's an investment in yourself. And I think if you love yourself, you will do what is really good for you. And if you just want to not bother about yourself, which is many people, they just don't care. They just want to satisfy some small desires. Okay, but if you want to make something of your life, this gives you a possibility to make something really extraordinary. And so to me, it's something well worthwhile, but of course depends on the individual. Everyone has their own possibilities.
Someone who leads a life of spiritual discipline, how are they skilled in terms of managing what life throws at you, as opposed to somebody who is not? What are you taught, and what powers do you acquire to be able to see what's coming and handle it in a manner that doesn't cause you so much of damage? Because there are many people who life damages or experience damage by any negative experience that life throws at them. Some people get completely destroyed by negative experience, literally.
Definitely. And I think that in the world at the moment, there is so much negative going on. Things are so unpredictable. You can't really rely on things. We were talking the other day, nowadays you don't get an employment for an indefinite period of time. You get a contract for 6 months or 3 months or something. So you don't know what's going to happen next. And nobody's taking responsibility for, you know, the long term. So people are really, I think, having to experience a lot of insecurity. So I think that the Raj Yoga disciplines make you actually quite strong, quite resilient, very capable, very resourceful, virtuous, powerful, and even if circumstances are really very difficult, but you are able to manage because you have this access to God, you have this development of personal stability, you can be a detached observer, you can flex with quite difficult things, you can handle pain, you can handle shocks, you can handle betrayal. It's so useful to be able to do this in times when, you know, you really can't be too sure about too much.
So the purpose of leading a life of spiritual discipline is to become a better, more refined version of yourself?
Yes, and also to add to your skills and capacities and resilience and strengths, definitely.
Sister Denise, what does such a person do with their dark side?
Your dark side is something that you embrace. You have to actually go into it and see, now what is this all about? And usually you find that as much as you are weak in terms of your spiritual filling of yourself, that much your dark side is strong and dark. So I think it becomes very important for a person to say, okay, this darkness exists because I am depleted in terms of my light. And so you need to fill. But I think also it's very important to have pretty much of a neutral attitude towards your dark side. Because, you know, your dark side may be like a very negative desire or emotion or something like this. And if you're weak, then it can actually manifest itself, and then you will have to deal with the consequences of that. But if you know, okay, I have this tendency, I have this possibility, so I'm going to really fill myself up and work through this so that it doesn't manifest itself as an antisocial behavior or an act against myself or sabotage my, you know, what I'm creating here. So yeah, you learn how to deal with it, but not to be afraid of it.
We have to say goodbye to you right now. Is there a message that you would like to leave the viewer with before we do so?
Well, I think probably the idea of spiritual discipline is that it makes you more powerful, more your own master, more in charge of your life. And so it's a pretty small price to pay for a very great accomplishment. So not to look at it and say, oh, I'm going to run the other way. Have a look and see, you know, probably you can do it just fine. It isn't anything to be afraid of.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Sister Denise has shared what I call the power of spiritual discipline. And yes, this word may scare many people. The idea of spirituality may be news to you. But if you listen carefully to what was shared today, it seems doable, and the prize and what one gets out of it at the end of being a new and better version of yourself, to enhance all your natural virtues, to become more powerful and to become more skilled at dealing with life. I don't see what's wrong with that. And Sister Denise has shared, well, there aren't actually any shortcuts in this. You have to put in the work in order to become a better you, a more powerful you. And she also shared that this is the way of drawing and keeping God in one's life. So a very powerful message, and I hope one that resonates with you. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you again soon. Thank you and goodbye.